All right. All right. Praise God. Brother Scott, you want to get his mic for him, please, sir? And praise the Lord. We certainly thank each and every one. How many appreciated? Does anybody smell the aroma in the air? Huh? That's what he preached. The aroma. Worship. Praise. Woo! Have church. Wouldn't y'all like to do it? I mean, just fill the house with the aroma. Hallelujah. Of praise, of worship. Hallelujah. Again, of singing, of preaching. I mean to tell you, just fill the house. Fill the house so full. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Acts chapter 2. Well, man, when it rains, it really pours. When you think I've done it all, here comes more. The storm clouds are gathering, looks like one more shower of joy. Man, when it rains, it really pours. I said, man, when it rains, it really pours. When you think God's done it all, here comes more. The storm clouds are gathering, looks like one more shower of joy. Man, when it rains, it really pours. Now here the devil comes with a load of grief.
Yeah.
I'm laying it down at my Savior's feet. It's there he turns my sorrows into joy. And man, when it rains, it really pours. I said, man, when it rains, it really pours. When you think I've done it all, you come for. The storm clouds are gathering, looks like one more shower of joy. Man, when it rains, it really pours. Well, on the day of Pentecost, there were 120 souls that had been blood-bought. They were waiting for that promise from on high. When that mighty rushing wind came by, I said, man, when it rains, it really pours. When you think I've done it all, here come more. The storm clouds are gathering, looks like one more shower of joy. Man, when it rains, it really pours. I said, man, when it rains, it really pours. When you think I've done it all, here come more. The storm clouds are gathering, looks like one more shower of joy. Man, when it rains, it really pours. Praise God. Years ago when I was standing down in the middle of a dark valley, I remember the words of my father when he'd always say, when he was dealing with trouble, he'd always say, man, when it rains, it pours. Praise God.
Yeah.
Trouble comes in bunches like bananas. It looks like I got a bunch of them right now. Hallelujah. Well, you know, on that day, Brother Decker, I realized that not only, amen, did the devil be able to shovel some trouble, my God was able to shovel some blessing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, man, when it rains, it really pours. I said, man, when it rains, it really pours. When you think I've done it all, here comes more. The storm clouds are gathering, looks like one more shower of joy. Man, when it rains, it really pours. Praise God. Lift your hands and give the Lord a praise. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm glad we got the Lord on our side. Praise God. I appreciate Brother Decker, amen, his ministry. And my brother Ricky Gein said here a while back, he said, it's just like a new car. Praise God. He said, I won't fool with it because I might dent it. Praise God. Glory to God. I appreciate the Lord. Amen, Brother Bobby and the church here and all the folks here. Amen. We'll be with you in the house of God. Acts chapter 2, if you understood what I was trying to say. Acts chapter 2. I preach to you for just a few moments and get out of the way. I appreciate, amen, the aroma, amen, around this place.
Come on
And I never thought about it like that. Brother Head had delivered last night. Amen. And then the aroma that I indicated this morning when my brother was preaching, I smelled the aroma of holiness. Yes, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I like that aroma. Amen. And I'm glad to be here in the house of God with you. In Acts chapter 2, begin reading in verse number 1. Would you stand with me for the reading of God's word? Acts chapter 2 and verse number 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there was a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? Parthenians and Medes and Elamites and dwellers in Mesopotamia, in Judea and Cappadocia, in Pontus and Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, in Egypt and in the parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, What meaneth this? Praise God. Would you help me pray? Heavenly Father, we're grateful for your precious word, Lord, and the opportunity, God, to stand behind this sacred desk. And I pray, Lord, that you would anoint me to preach your word, Lord, with the power and unction, God, that I need this day, God. And you would bless the hearts that receive, Father. And you would bless us together and draw us to this altar, Lord. Help us, God, in this day, Lord, to worship you in spirit and truth. And we'll fail not to give you the praise and honor and glory in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you for standing for the reading of God's word. There are a lot of folks in this world, I guess, that hold a holiness standard. I've met some before. I pastored for a while down in the Shenandoah Valley, and there I had Mennonite folks and Amish folks down there that would held a great external standard of holiness. I've been around some Free Will Baptist folks that preach and hold a good standard of outward holiness. I've been around some Wesleyan folks that also hold a remarkable standard of holiness, amen, on the external, praise God. Yeah. But when we get to this portion of Scripture here, this is what divides us from those folks, amen, because not only is there holiness preached, amen, it's Pentecostal holiness, glory to God. Yeah. And that's the empowering of the Holy Ghost, the indwelling of the holy power of God's Holy Spirit. Amen, that changes the song, amen, that the singer sings, and it changes the atmosphere which it was received in. Amen, a song can start out just kind of on the level, but when the power of the Holy Ghost begins to elevate it, amen, it changes from that normal song into an extraordinary song, praise God. And it really has nothing to do with the deliverance of the man, amen, it's the power behind it, praise God. The power of a choir that when they get up to sing and they start singing a song that we've heard so many times, amen, it would almost be a song that we would possibly had become used to in some way. We might sing, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath the flood and lose all their guilty stains. But when the power of God begins to move upon that choir, it changes that song into one that we have never heard before. Amen. It begins to ring the bells of glory in our soul. Are y'all going to help me preach, ain't you? Glory to God. And we feel the change that begins to come over. We see the time when an ordinary man wearing ordinary shoe leather, amen, dressing in the Walmart's best, amen, gets behind the pulpit of God and takes a text, amen, and we see him, amen, as the power of God and the the unction of the Holy Ghost begins to move upon this man. Amen. And it becomes something, amen, beyond what he could possibly, amen, have delivered himself. Amen. There is a heavenly, amen, aroma, if you have it that way. Amen. When the Holy Ghost intervenes in our services. Praise God. Glory to God. I love it. I like it. Amen. If I had a thesaurus, I'd tell you some more words for it. Praise God. But all of it's wonderful. Glory to God. But it all came about, amen, because of this experience. These people had 120. Amen. The Bible says they were gathered together in an upper room. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, help me preach a minute. You know, I looked at this and I began to, in Acts chapter 1 and verse 13, you get a bunch of holiness folks together. 120 is what the Bible said were about there. And they decided that they needed a room that they might dwell in while they were waiting to be endued with power from on high. Praise God. I can see somebody going out in the neighborhood right now searching for a building big enough for that. Hallelujah. Woo! Y'all help me preach now. Glory to God. I looked at that. I looked on hotelplanner.com. Praise God. Oh, don't fall out with me. Amen. But I want to know what the minimum size of building it takes to hold 120 folks in. And I got to look into that thing. Amen. They said, Brother Jacob McCoy, it said it would take a 30 by 40 would be a minimum size. That's 10 square foot per person. Hallelujah. You better make sure left guard and right guard is working. Praise God. At 10 square feet. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But they gathered in there, and the Bible does not let us see on the inside to know what went on in that service. It does not let us see who sang. It doesn't let us see who preached. It doesn't let us see who testified. All it says was when the day of Pentecost fully come, they were all together in one mind and one accord. And suddenly there came from heaven a rushing mighty wind. Hey, you know that in Greek that word is echo. There came an echo from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. I want you to raise your hand and shout hallelujah just a minute. I'm telling you, on the day of Pentecost, it changed our lives as a children of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Also on that day, they say that on that day there were 3,000 souls that were added into the kingdom of God. Praise God. And so I went back to hotelplanner.com. Hallelujah. And I wanted to know what kind of building it would take to hold 3,120 souls. Hallelujah. You know, from original 120. Woo! Y'all helping me, ain't you? Glory to God. And I found out that it would take a 150 by 200 foot building at 10 square foot per person. Y'all ain't following me yet. I know. Praise God. But they didn't have that. My brother has preached so well about the house of God. He's preached about the necessity of the house of God. He's preached about keeping the house of God holy and our conduct holy in the house of God and not taking a hammer or an axe and tearing down that house of God. But I want to preach to us a little while and what happens when the church leaves a building. Praise God. Yeah, glory to God. If you wonder what I'm preaching, amen, God's run the little rural route down by Cape and Bridge, West Virginia. Amen, he ran the same thing by Louisville, Kentucky. Amen, I'm preaching just a little, amen, a little bit sideways, have the same thing. And I want to know what happens when the church leaves the building, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'd worked on being tough. I'd worked on being rough. I'd worked on being hardcore. Amen. I'd worked on it so hard, amen, that I had no religious preference on my dog tags. Everybody around me thought I was an atheist. And Brother Mike, I told them I didn't believe in nothing. They tell me about church. I'd laugh at them. Amen. One time, my wife, my first wife died of cancer, but my wife was out there one day, amen, and a horn blew in the parking lot, and she said, it must be the coming of the Lord. And I walked out there to that parking lot, and I said, if there's a God in heaven, let him come on down and do something with me. Hallelujah. Ah, what a fool I was. My wife told me a fool, and I was a fool sure as the world. Amen. But my God did what I asked him to, and he came down and he did something with me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I got a job in a coal mine, and I was working in the coal mines. He put me with two old redneck hillbilly boys, rough as a cob, Jim and Johnny Osborne. And Johnny had a nose that crooked over to one side, and the reason that was, my blessed brother, amen, because if they didn't have anybody else to fight, they'd fight each other. Hallelujah. I worked with them, and I thought I finally got into a crew, amen, that thought like I did. They come to pick me up in that, y'all gonna help me preach, ain't you? They come and pick me up in that four-wheel drive Chevrolet pickup, that old jacked up job that Johnny had, and I slid in there. They made me sit in the middle. I'm long-legged as I can be, and they stuck me in the middle, praise God. One of them get on one side, and nothing got on the other. Hey, close the door on that thing. Hey, man, when they did, Brother Johnny Lewis, hey, man, they began to tell me that they had got saved. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hey, man, I was captive right between two. I thought a lot of them boys, hey, man, when they was living in sin. y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Y'all was all saved from the time you was born. Hey, nobody here ever had to go through what y'all gonna help me preach. You know, I got on the inside of them. Them old big rough boys. Now, it couldn't have been two sissy boys that could have done me like this. Hey, y'all don't know what I'm saying. They pulled me in there. Had a little homeless preacher down around home by the name of Joe Gross. Y'all never heard of him neither. Amen. But he put out a little tape, and on it he began to sing gospel songs. They put me in there, in between them. Amen. And they began to put that gospel tape inside that cassette player, and I hated gospel music. You can't be an atheist and like gospel music. And I hated it. I got into that place, amen, and they began to put that in there, brother, and I got to listen, and they didn't give me a choice, hallelujah. They put it in and popped it in every morning. We rode from the house to the mines, listened to that tape. We rode from the mines back to the house, listened to that tape, and finally, I got to liking a little bit of what I was listening to, hallelujah. And that old preacher got to singing, amen, a song I still love today. They sung on that tape, King Jesus, I know you hear me when I pray. When I'm down here in trouble, Lord, send an angel by my way. Hallelujah. And I thought, great God in heaven, if there really was a God, amen, I need him to send by an angel to me. I'm a living in a bottle. Amen, I'm living by the bottle. Amen, my marriage is broke up. Amen, I have a terrible mess. And if there really was somebody named Jesus, and he really could send somebody down to me, I wish he could just do it for me. Hallelujah. Y'all ain't helping me preach, are you? I'm talking about when the church leaves the building. Hallelujah. I begin to look at these men, amen, the way they conducted themselves. I watched them, amen, as they bowed their head. Y'all know what a dinner bucket is. Praise God. We get time to pull in the middle of that old dark dungeon. Amen. About 34 to 36 inches high. And at dinner time, we'd open up our dinner buckets. And they'd bow their heads and pull off their hard hats. And they'd begin to call on the same Jesus. Amen. That man had been singing about in the truck. Hallelujah. I watched them, Brother Irvin Lewis. I wanted to see how they lived. Amen. I watched them where they did right with their time. I watched them whether they slacked on the job. Amen. Old Johnny Osborne would go down the road and he'd buy him a pop. Y'all know what a pop is, don't you?
He stopped by the store and buy him a pop. He popped the top on that thing, and before he'd put it to his lips, he would say, "Thank you, Jesus." I watched him. You see, the church had left the building, and it left in two big old tall blonde-headed hillbilly boys. Amen. They weren't the sharpest tools in the shed. Amen. They were both dropouts out of high school. And Brother Jim Osborne, amen, could not spell door. We had him in the coal mines there, and you had to write door. D-O-O-R, right, honey? You had to write that on the escape hatches. And Jim spelled it D-O-R-E. But Brother Head, he know how to spell Jesus. He spelled it with tears running down his eyes. And them big old shoulders would shake when he talk about Jesus. He talk about this weekend's meeting and what happened on that weekend's meeting. Now I'd see him as a power of God. See Jade go over him again, praise God. And a power of God to shake him. I got to wondering if that Jesus could do something like that for him. I wonder what it'd do for somebody like me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I rented a little house off of Jesse Meadows up in the head of Garden Creek. I ended up right across the creek from Robinson Fork Holiness Church. Y'all don't know where it's at either. It's the seventh wonder of the world. Seven of us knows where it's at, and the rest of the world's wondering. Hallelujah. Sit across there on the front porch. And I got to listen to that gospel music so much I got to like it. There's homeless folks over in that church. They start to having church. I'd hear them singing, "Ain't no grave gonna hold my body down." Woo! I got to feeling that all the way over to the side. My wife and I would come out on the front porch when they'd have service, and we'd listen to them as they was having church. We'd hear them shout over there. Amen. We'd hear them singing to the glory of God. Amen. One service, brother, I don't know who it was. I don't know. It was some preacher came. Might have been Randy Webb. He preached up and down that area. He wore out Garden Creek here for a while. Amen. Preaching up and down through there. It might have been Randy was over there. It's forever known him. Amen. But he's preaching a revival over there. Amen. In the middle of that service, one night I hear the power of God. Amen. Begin to rise up into a crescendo. Amen. About that time, Brother Jacob McCoy, I was sitting across the creek. Amen. Some little guy got filled with the Holy Ghost. He hit that side door out toward where my house was, and the rest of the church followed him. Hallelujah. They went out that door and they went around the other one. Around and around and around they went. And at first I wondered to myself, how in the world did they get all them folks in that little bitty building? Hallelujah. But they was recycling. Hallelujah. When they ran out of that building, the conviction power of the Holy Ghost hit this old sinner boy. And I wanted what they have. I wanted what the Osborne boys had. I wanted whatever it makes you. Hey, poor as I was, I worked in the mines with some of them. They didn't make no more money than I did. Amen. They rode the same old rattle traps that I rode. Amen. But they rode them with a smile on their face. Amen. They went home and loved their wives and their children. Y'all ain't helping me preach. I'm talking about when the church leaves a building. What happens, amen, when a church leaves a building? Hallelujah. Lord of God, I don't know about the majority of y'all. Amen, but you couldn't have hired me to come into a church. Woo! Baby, am I feeling better? Hallelujah. I had all them excuses already lined out, Brother Eric. If I went in there, the roof would fall in. I've used that in a bunch of times. If I went in there, hey, bed, you know all them things you always heard? I had them all lined out, all in order. Praise God, but I met a living, breathing, a member of the church of the living God. He been walking. He been his red wing. He been hired toe boots. Hey, been, I met him when they loved Jesus. And I met him when they loved me, and I didn't know Jesus. Y'all gonna have me preach a minute? What would happen if we took all of this good stuff, that aroma, and that holiness, and that hammer, and that axe, and we put it all in our heart, and we went back down on the job, and we went back down Lord of God. Lord of God. I'm gonna quit. My grandpa Ernest Godby got saved. He's a moonshiner. Amen. Didn't know nothing but moonshine. Lived that way from a time as a boy. Amen. He finally God saved him. It was miraculous the way God saved him. Amen. But my dad was 7 or 8 years old. I called Daddy to ask him about this yesterday. And I asked him. I said, Daddy, tell me again about you and Papa going up on the creek. Amen. That day, it was some folks up on Greasy Creek. Amen. I said one time when I told this story, it was Jack's Creek. Amen. But my daddy said it's Greasy Creek. And they went up on Greasy Creek. It was 6 miles from the house. My grandpa, when he was saved, he couldn't read. Amen. He could barely write his own name. He listened to what went on in the house of God. He felt a burden for those moonshiners up at the head of Greasy Creek. Praise God. Hallelujah. All he knew was what the preacher had been preaching. Hallelujah. All he knew was what the saints had been doing around the altar. He took that little knowledge in him. Amen. The revenuers afraid to go up Greasy Creek. Amen. Hot lead got to flying when you went up Greasy Creek. Praise God. But when he went up there, amen, walked that 6, my daddy said, I was a little boy. He said, I remember it clearly. We started out very early in the morning and we walked that 6 miles up the head of Greasy Creek and said, Papa, talk to him. He said, Daddy, talk to him about Jesus. He said he finally talked to him enough that the whole family got saved and they baptized him in Greasy Creek. And my grandpa couldn't even read. Hallelujah. But I tell you what it was. The church had left the building. Amen. Amen. We gather here together and God fills with such wonderful things. Amen. They're not for us just to consume ourselves. It's for a lost and dying world. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, I wonder. I wonder. Y'all been praying for Brother Bill Houston. Brother Bill's young evangelist. He came along that church my dad pioneered over in Jewel Valley. And when he come along there, amen, he told about Edsel Ford. Y'all ever heard about Edsel Ford? I remember it because it's just a unique name. Edsel Ford was a man, I think he was seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and I forget which church it was in now. And Brother Bill began to tell that story, and I was hoping he was here. And Brother Bill said he finally one night he got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And said the Spirit of the Lord got upon him, and he ran out the door. He said, in that neighborhood, there was a Slavic man, a Russian man, who lived down the block from the church. He said, when he ran out there, he was speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God gave utterance. And he ran by this Slavic man's house. Praise God, and back to the house of God. Praise God. He said, he come to the church during that revival, Brother Johnny. He said, he came to an altar and got saved. And they asked him, said, what brought you to the house of God? And he said, that man did. Appointed Edsel Ford. Y'all helping me preach, ain't you? And they said, what did he do? And he said, he came by speaking excellent Russian. And he was telling me about the wonderful works of God. What happened? What happens when a church leaves a building?
Hallelujah. Lift your hands and praise Him. Oh, lift your hands and praise Him. Hallelujah. 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 I mean, you can't.